This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I've often said, I write and collect aphorisms and proverbs of the professions, and I've learned a proverb from computer programmer culture that I love, and I find myself quoting all the time. It's not a bug, it's a feature. This proverb is invoked by software developers when they argue that something that might be seen as a mistake or flaw in their program is actually something quite useful that it was purposefully created to do. This turns out to be surprisingly applicable in everyday life. It's astonishing how often something that one person describes as a bug can also be claimed as a feature. For instance, I remember years ago, a writer friend was trying to sublet an office space that she'd rented to do her writing. And part of her pitch was that the office had no phone and no internet service, so it was perfect for a writer who needed to focus. It occurred to me that self-knowledge is another way to apply this proverb. We take an aspect of our nature that might be seen as a flaw or limitation and figure out how it can be considered a strength. Now, I'm going to give some examples from memory, and I wasn't able to double-check these references, so forgive me if I get some of the details wrong. And I was thinking of several examples of famous actor-comedians talking about how a bug in themselves actually became a feature. The actor Mark Evan Jackson plays the demon Sean in The Good Place. He plays Kevin, the husband of Captain Holt in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He plays the inscrutable lawyer Trevor Nelson in Parks and Recreation. These are all shows that I love, by the way. He's also the host of The Good Place, the podcast, and I think that's where I heard him make this comment. When he was talking about why he didn't get the part of Detective Charles Boyle in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, he said offhandedly, "Well, you know, I'm C-3PO." And if you know this actor, you know that in all his roles, he does indeed have a very stiff and formal demeanor, just like the droid from the Star Wars movies. The actor Maya Rudolph was on Saturday Night Live, the movie Bridesmaids, and stars in the TV show Forever. Also, coincidentally, for the point I'm making, along with Mark Evan Jackson, she was also in The Good Place, where she plays the judge. In a Vanity Fair profile, she says of herself, "I do have a very almost dead calm demeanor, almost a little too calm." And here's another example from Susan Cain's terrific book called Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking. Early in her career as a Wall Street lawyer, Susan Cain unexpectedly had to take over negotiations on behalf of a client to try to help the client renegotiate better loan terms. As a mild-mannered, deliberate, introverted person, she was extremely worried about how to handle a tough negotiation. She didn't have the kind of loud, aggressive, argumentative personality that we usually associate with negotiation. So she just did what she could. She asked questions, she talked it through, she ignored displays of anger by lawyers on the other side, she stayed very calm. And by the end, not only did she get a deal, but she got a job offer from the lawyers on both sides of the negotiation. They admired her ability to stay calm and focused on the deal rather than shout and pound the table. It's very easy to get discouraged by our flaws and limitations, but perhaps we can also see these qualities might, in fact, serve us well. It's Mark Evan Jackson's C-3PO quality that makes him so funny as a demon, and it was Susan Cain's introverted qualities that allowed her to be a successful negotiator. For instance, for me, I'm a happiness bully. It's not a bug, it's a feature. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.